set it here in the house on a couple of chairs and set it there. And these, if it was a woman died, why the women would all give her a bath, wash her, and dress her, and put her in this casket. And then everybody, not everybody, always somebody would set up all night long. I'd set up when I was just a boy, but I'd set up, we'd be three or four of us set up there, and we'd drink coffee and sit there all night with this dead person, and call it setting up with them. And then next day they'd bury him. Men now, if it was a man died, why, the men would give him a bath and shave him. There'd always be somebody would shave him and put him in the casket. And they'd sit there that night, and next day they'd bury him. They carry him out there and they have the funeral services out at the graveside. Somebody would say a few words and they'd probably sing a song. But they would always designate, say, well, you and Mr. So-and-so, y'all go out and dig the grave. So the graves all be dug. They designate to go dig the grave. They dug the grave and then they haul him out there and put him in it. As far as the sermon would be concerned, he'd say something good about him, and he'd have about the same ceremony they would say now, a preacher would say now. He'd probably say about the same thing because he had his Bible. And them old preachers back in them days, he believed in that Bible. Preachers didn't have much education, but they just knew just enough that they could read out of that Bible. And some of them couldn't hardly read. I've heard them stand up there and just stammer along over it, but you'd get the meaning. She'd be a widow. She'd be a widow, and she had a bunch of kids. All the people in this neighborhood would look out for her. And if you had work to do in your field, well, you give it to her. I mean, she worked there, and then she'd go out in the field and she'd work and try to hold them kids together. And if she had any kids that was big enough to work, they worked right along with her. They wouldn't go on relief. There wasn't no such thing as relief, and they didn't expect it. They didn't expect nobody to give them nothing. But she'd take, she may have four or five kids, and maybe a couple of them be big enough to pick pepper or pick beans or dig potatoes there. And everything was done by hand. They didn't just had mules and horses to do it with. She would live right there, and if she happened to be living in he would be somebody working, say on somebody's farm, and you take like we did. We had old colored people live in our back house, the house back down in the back of the farm, and these old colored people lived there for years, and they worked for us. And if we didn't have anything for them to do, they went over and worked for our neighbor, you know. If we butchered meat, why they come got a piece of meat, and every day they came got their milk. We had a couple of cows, and we had plenty of milk. We'd have several gallons of milk, 4 or 5 gallons a day that we didn't use. So they come and got their milk. They wouldn't charge nothing for it. They lived on our place, and if we wanted to go off, well, they looked out for our place while we were gone. But they worked. Now, if a person like, if that old